I want you to take your Bible, if you will, please, and I want you to turn to James chapter number 4. James chapter 4. Might I request, if you have a cell phone and it's on, you need to turn it off or put it on vibrate so it doesn't interrupt our service. Also, if you need to step out of the service, make it an emergency. And then if you do step out and come back in, we'll have you set in the back so we don't interrupt the service. James chapter 4, I want you to find verse number 14. James chapter 4, verse number 14. Would you all stand with me, please, out of reverence for the Word of God? I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently. James chapter 4, starting with verse 14, says this, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. That ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil." Now look and listen very carefully to verse 17. "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Look back at me, if you will, please. There's a truth in this verse that we miss sometimes. Look at it again. I'll read verse 17 again. "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." And let's pray. Father, I need your help today. I'll use what skill I have to deliver the truth. But if the Holy Spirit would get involved, it'll make the truth lasting, eternal, penetrating. God, help us not to have just another meeting, but why might we have a meeting with the God of the universe in this place this morning. Bless us, please, now with thy presence, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat, if you will. The Bible says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." I'm going to give you a little story, if I could, to get me started this morning. Brother and Mrs. Nofsinger are very kind to my wife and I, and they'll give us snacks here and there, and lots of you do that sort of a thing. But there's a cookie that we were introduced to years ago. We had friends that were missionaries in Australia, and there's a cookie. It's called Tim Tam, T-I-M-T-A-M, and they were originated overseas, and I'll tell you something, they are delicious. You eat one, you're tongue will slap your tonsils crazy. Tim Tam. What you used to, you couldn't hardly get them anywhere in the States, and now they've moved to the States, and good old Walmart, I think, now carries Tim Tam cookies. Smartest thing Walmart ever did. Well, they brought my wife and I some Tim Tam cookies. Mrs. Owens had grabbed one of those things up, and we were not where the rest of them were. She had one of them, and I hadn't had any of those yet, Brother Nofsinger. But Mrs. Owens had a Tim Tam cookie, and I got to looking at that thing, and I thought, sure would be nice if I could have a bite of that Tim Tam cookie. And I thought, well, she loves me. We've been married for 34 years, and I looked over, and I said, "Sweetheart, could I have a bite?" You know what the woman said? She said, "No." She said, "No." Now, I got to explain it to you. She didn't hit me with that cookie, which that would have been bad. She didn't grab me and shove it down my throat because I was, you know, bold enough to ask for a bite of her cookie, because, you know, hitting me with the cookie would have been bad. Shoving it down my throat would have been bad. She didn't throw it at me. That would have been bad. She didn't throw it in the trash to spite me, because that would have been bad. She wouldn't share it with me. And you know what? She didn't think there's anything wrong with that. Well, I'm here to clarify. See, she didn't do bad with that Tim Tam cookie. She just didn't do good with it. I won't preach the truth whether you like it or not around here. Listen to the verse. It says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Folks, sin is not just doing bad. And listen again. Sin is not just doing bad. Stay with me. Adultery is sin. That's doing bad. Exodus 20, verse 14 says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And everybody here says, yeah, that's bad. We know that. Drunkenness is sin. That's doing bad. Proverbs 20, verse 1 says, wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. That's bad, the doing of bad. Murder is sin. It's doing bad. Matthew 19, 18 says, he saith unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt not do or do not murder. What is it? That's doing bad. Stealing is sin, and we know that. It's doing bad. Exodus 20, verse 15, it tells us, thou shalt not steal. Lust is sin. It's mentally doing bad. And James 1:15 says, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, the doing of bad. Covetousness is sin, the Bible says, the doing of bad. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17 says, thou shalt not covet. Evil is sin. That's doing bad. Evil is that desire to destroy something, attack something, and actually attack someone, destroy someone. Titus 3, verse 2 says, to speak evil of no man. Folks, lying is sin. We know that. Lying, doing bad with the tongue. Colossians 3, 9 says, lie not one to another. There are many things that you and I would agree on. If you do that, it's bad or it's sin. Now, wait a minute. The not doing of good is sin also. You hear that? The not doing of good is sin also. Some think sin is just the presence of wickedness. Some think that sin is just the presence of wrong. But according to James 4:17, sin is also the absence of good. That's the title of my sermon this morning. The sin of the absence of good. And for some of you, I'm going to show you a level of Christianity that you've just not considered. I mean, if I were to say adultery is bad, you'd say amen, and stealing is bad, and amen, and drunkenness is bad, is amen. But when you don't do good, that's sin too, according to the Bible, and you say, oh me, it's not amen anymore. You see, stealing is sin. Lust is sin. Sin could be how much bad we do, but sin could also be how much good we do not do. With this in mind, someone that is merely a spectator in the Christian life could be sinning by not being a participator in the Christian life. So, well, I wasn't out killing anybody. Okay. What good were you doing? Those who look down on wrongdoers, but you're not doing anything right, you're basically a hypocrite. You've chosen the sin of your choice. You say, I didn't attack that person. Okay. Did you do anything good for him? Well, I was neutral. According to this, you got to make a move one way or another. Because to him that knoweth to do right, or to knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. It did not say that you had to do something bad, if you will, for it to be sin. It said the absence of your doing something good is considered a sin too. It's not just a sin to do bad. It's a sin not to do good. Did you know that Jesus not only didn't do bad, he did all the good he was supposed to do? Look, for him to have not done all the good that he was supposed to do would have meant that he would have fell under this verse and he would have been a sinner. So get this. What made Jesus perfect? He did not do any bad, and he did all the good he was supposed to do. There's some of you spend your entire life saying, I don't want to do bad. I don't want to do bad. I don't want to do bad. And let me compliment you on that. I think you should say, I don't want to do bad. I don't want to do bad. I don't want to do bad. But wait a minute. There's another level of Christianity. It's not just to be, I don't want to do bad. It is to be that I don't want to do bad, but I want to do the good that I'm supposed to do. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And so some of you that are a little self-righteous, well, I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't do this, and I'm better than them because of all these bad things that they do. We ought to find out. You might not be doing the bad, but let's find out how much good you are doing, because the absence of good is sin, just like the presence of bad is sin. Are your brains working or are you asleep? Let me show you. Mrs. Owens, she didn't do anything bad with that Tim Tam cookie. But there was a good she could have done. Right? And somebody's got to stick with me here. She didn't do bad with that Tim Tam cookie, but she didn't do the good that she could have done. You say, what is the good she could have done? She could have given me a bite. That's a thank you, Brother Morgan. I've got one friend here today. And so you know, honey, I hid the rest of the bag. Folks, we, in our the infancy of our Christian thinking, think we're off the hook because we didn't do the bad. The Bible teaches we're not to do the bad. But it is also sin if we do not do the good. For some of you who've been around a while, been Christians for a while, let's take a step up the ladder, the rungs of the ladder of the Christian life. Number one, let me say this. To not do good to your fellow man could be a sin. I said to not do good to your fellow man might be sin. Acts 10:38 says, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. His doing good was a part of his sinlessness. Jesus not only had to keep himself away from adultery or had to keep himself away from stealing, he also had to make the blind to see, make the lame to walk. Why? That was the good that God had ordained for him to do in his life. And God said, Jesus, if you're going to be perfect, don't do the bad. And then you must fulfill my will completely in regard to the doing of the good. And there are people in this room, you feel very accomplished that you've not been doing the bad, and some of you can't even say that, but you feel very accomplished in your Christian life because you say, I haven't been doing the bad, but wait a minute, there's another part of the Christian life. It's not just the absence of the bad, it's the presence of the good, and the presence of the bad is sin, but the absence of the good is sin equally. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So, you never do anything good to anyone, but you can look at a drunk in a ditch and say, I'm not as bad as him. Wait a minute. He has the presence of bad. You have the absence of good. Proverbs 3:27 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. God said, don't withhold good. And I'll tell you why. I should not withhold good that I could do unto Chris Edwards. That's good for him. But wait a minute. I should not withhold good that I could do unto Chris Edwards, because that is good for me. Because if I don't do the good I'm supposed to do, I've sinned. We believe it is a sin to do bad. We believe it's a sin to steal and to hit and to lie and to cheat and to cuss someone. We believe it's a sin to slander someone or gossip about someone. Here it teaches it's our job not only to not to do bad unto them, but it's our job to do good unto our fellow man. Folks, if you and I know that there's a good we could do for someone and we don't do it, we've sinned in not doing that good. Why? We're to do good unto our fellow man. And some of you are very satisfied in your life. Say, well, I didn't hit him. I didn't cuss him. Well, wait a minute. That is the absence of bad. Now there is to be in your life the presence of good towards your fellow man. Let me go on. Secondly, the subject of the souls of men and soul winning. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20 says, go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, and he saith unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Folks, winning the souls of men to the Savior is good. The Bible tells us that that's why Jesus came. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Folks, you and I, we're to follow in His footsteps. If we know to do good, and we know that people are to be saved, and we don't do it, you know what the verse says? To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You say, I never tell anybody about Jesus. I never try to get anybody saved. But I'm not a drunk. You know you're supposed to be getting saved. You may think you're really something because you weren't getting drunk. And I'm glad you weren't getting drunk. But it wasn't supposed to stop there. God did not clean you up just to clean you up. God cleaned you up to use you. And it is not to just leave the bad of life. It is to move on to the good of life. And some of you sit around as clean as a hound's tooth. And you say, just look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm all dolled up. I'm all doctored up. Well, God didn't save you to set. God saved you to serve. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I was walking through the mall. I was in a hurry. There was a man standing there, and for some reason, the Lord just spoke to my heart and said, you ought to take a moment and talk to him about the Lord. But I was in a hurry. I had an appointment. I kept walking. And I thought, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything sinful. I don't have a beer while I'm ignoring him. I got to the front door of the mall, and it occurred to me, what are you doing? You know you ought to go back and talk to that man. I was on the verge of temptation. It wasn't over a shot of Jack Daniels. I was not tempted to do bad. I was tempted not to do good. By the way, temptation travels both roads. Some of you say, I just don't find myself tempted to do bad a lot. Are you tempted not to do good a lot? We'd turn this world upside down for Jesus Christ if all the clean Christians that are very impressed with themselves would do more than just not do bad, but if we would put good into our lives, you couldn't hold the churches. You couldn't hold the people in the churches around this world. So, to not win souls is sin. Let's go on. Did you know to not tithe could become sin? Malachi 3:8-9 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Huh. Now wait a minute. If I said to you, let's talk about sinning with our money. If I said, you went out and bought some illegal drugs, would that be sin with your money? Yes, preacher. If you went out, if I said wonder if somebody went out and bought pornography or paid for their internet and their internet service and then zapped it into their home, which is so convenient for everybody, that's you wasting your money on pornography, sin, that helps those of life of ill repute and the harlots and the whores and the pimps and everybody else. You're supporting that mess. Okay, if I said you're spending your money on that, you'd say, that's a sin. If I said you're going out getting drunk and buying Jack Daniels and Bud Wiser or Bud Dumber or Bud Stupider or whatever you want to call it, you say that's a sin. You bought some stolen items or you bought some wicked, nasty clothes or you purchased a prostitute. You say that's sin. Why? Because to not properly use my money would be sin. Well, wait a minute. If you don't do the right thing with your money to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. As well said, well, at least I'm not buying pornography. You're still robbing God. Hey, you say, well, I didn't go buy drugs, but did you give to the poor? To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. You know, if I would preach up a storm against all of what we call the bads of life, yeah, everybody likes that. Amen, preacher, come on! I shuck the corn, get with it, let her rip, let her fly, give it to us, load our truck, come on, make it happen, let's do this thing. But it's too quiet when you start talking about the sin of not doing the good that we should do. You see, there's a lack of growth in our Christian life. And let me again remind you, to not do good for your fellow man is sin. To not win souls to the Savior is the absence of good, which is sin, according to this verse found in James 4:17. To not give our tithe and offering is sin. Hey folks, did you know that to not lift the fallen is sin? Galatians 6:1 says, brethren, if you're saved, you're brethren. You say, I'm a woman, then you're a sistren. No, we're all brethren. According to the, if you're saved, you're brethren. He says, brethren, that's me and you. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Here, it's talking about those of you that are spiritual, you're to be restoring people. See, the Bible is very clear that spiritual Christians are to help restore the fallen. Restoring the fallen is a good thing. And for us to know that, and I doubt that there's any Christian under the sound of my voice right now who doesn't know we're to restore the fallen. I think we all know that. Well, I've not been in church much. You don't have to be in church much to know when someone's fallen, you ought to help them get up. Your mama taught you that in kindergarten. But you know what? You say, Brother Owens, what do you think about Hollyweird? Well, let me tell you something. I think Hollywood and all the witchcraft and all that kind of junk, I think that's for the birds, and I think it's sinful. And there'd be people say, amen! Preach against that witchcraft. Now I want to preach against the fallen people in this life that you won't lift a finger to help. When was the last time you helped anybody outside your family that needed lifted? What fallen person have you lifted? Preach on that witchcraft, Brother Owens. Get that liquor. Hit that prostitution thing again. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You say, but preacher, I didn't cuss the fallen. Good. I didn't beat up a fallen person. Good. I didn't gossip about the fallen person. Good. Did you lift them? Some of you can't even not talk bad about them. You can't even accomplish the pettiest level of Christianity, let alone the productivity end. Let me go on. Did you know that to not forgive then is a sin? 2 Corinthians 2:7 says, so that contrarywise you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Folks, we all would agree. Young people, look right up this way. Look this way. You know, it's a good thing to forgive. And we all know that, right? I mean, didn't your mom say, forgive your sister? Yeah. We all understand. We know all about forgiveness. Now, Jesus practiced this wonderful work of forgiveness. We know that. He forgives. He teaches much about the truth of forgiveness. You know, at one point, there was a conversation going on between Peter and Jesus, and Peter was feeling pretty spiritually arrogant, and he turned to Jesus and said, Jesus, listen, if I were going to forgive somebody, how many times do you think I ought to forgive him? You think I ought to forgive him a couple times, three times? And Jesus said, How about 70 times 7? That's 490 times. And that's over one Tim Tam cookie. You say you bitter? No, I'm just hurt. Forgiveness. And there's another time they, and you know what Peter went, Peter had asked, he said, how often should I forgive? And Jesus said 70 times 7, which means you just keep forgiving and keep forgiving and keep forgiving and keep forgiving and keep forgiving. You know what their answer was? They said, you're going to have to strengthen our faith. Let me explain something to you. A lot of teaching in that verse. Jesus was saying to them, you don't have to forgive because you understand it. You don't have to forgive because you like it. You don't have to forgive because it makes sense to you. You forgive by faith. Faith in what? The Bible. The Bible says forgive. That ends it. Say, I don't like it. God didn't ask if you liked it. Say, it doesn't seem convenient. God didn't ask if it was convenient. That's why it hurts. God didn't ask if it hurt. God said, forgive. Forgive because you're the spiritual one. You say, but they're the one that hurt me. But the spiritual one is the one that steps up and forgives, and the spiritual one is the one that is strong enough to do the real forgiving. See, for us to know we are to do the good thing of forgiveness and then not to do it, it is sin. You know, there's somebody in here, someone sinned against you. You're mad about it. You're angry and you're cheated. You're shortchanged. They're bad. But you won't forgive them. Guess what? You're bad. You're bad. Because for him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You look at that bad thing they did to you, and you look at how they hurt you, and you look at that nasty, nasty, vile way that they acted, and now you won't forgive, and you won't do what God told you to do, and to him that knoweth to do good, which is forgiveness, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And don't you walk out of here saying, well, he's saying that people that sin, it's okay. I have not said any such thing. Sin is sin and it's wrong. I'm just trying to help a few Pharisees and some ungrown Christians realize it's not just all about the bad that you're not doing. It also includes the good that you're supposed to be doing. We so proudly say, well, I didn't rob a bank. And I didn't commit arson. I didn't kill a person. I didn't rape anyone. Yeah, but you won't forgive somebody that sinned against you. And God said, for him that knoweth, do you know you're supposed to forgive? Why, yes. You say, well, I'm not in church all the time. You don't have to come to church all the time to know that you're supposed to forgive. Listen, did you know that to not love your enemies is sin? Luke 6:27 says, but I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. If I ask you if you hated adultery, you'd say, amen. If I said, do you hate fornication? You'd say, amen. Do you hate incest? Amen. Do you hate slavery? Amen. I could call the roll. Amen, amen, amen. I just hate the committing of those sins. But would you consider it a sin for you to not love your enemy? It is good to love your enemy. The Bible says it's good. I didn't ask if you like it. I just asked, is it good? Some of you who would never be caught dead, drunk in a nightclub, are so proud of yourselves. But you hate people. That's sin. They hurt me. That's sin. Your absence of love is sin. The presence of wrong is sin. The absence of right is sin to the Christian. I'm almost finished because I'm just not sure you can take much more. I think we've pulled back a curtain that's a little difficult with the revelation of what we're seeing of ourselves. Listen to this. You say, it says, Brother Owens, to him that knoweth to do good. You say, well, wonder if I didn't know. Look right this way. Say, wonder if I didn't know. Look, and continue. Look right this way. You say, wonder if I didn't know. Okay. You know now. I didn't know I was supposed to win souls. You do now. I didn't know I was supposed to tithe. You do now. Sit down, fellas, and look right this way. I didn't know I was to lift the fallen. You do now. I didn't know I was supposed to forgive. You do now. I didn't know I was supposed to love my enemies. You do now. We, as Christians, better realize something. We spend our time comparing ourselves among ourselves, which is very unwise. So I'm a better Christian than him, or I'm a better Christian than her, and I'm doing better than them. You're not supposed to compare yourself among yourself. So who am I supposed to compare myself to? Jesus. What did he do? No bad, all good. No bad, all good. Most of us already knew these truths. We just ignore them. I've been in church. You say, I haven't been in church in years. There's some of you grew up in church. You've heard the truth. Your grandma told you the truth. Your mom told you the truth. Your dad told you the truth. You've been around church. You've chosen to ignore it. You say, well, I haven't been so bad. Well, how good have you been? I'm so bad. How good have you been? I also believe it's our job to search the scriptures. Did you know that God told you you're to get into the Bible every day? The Bible says that a Christian is to search the scriptures daily. Do you know that while you're searching the scripture daily, you're going to be finding out what good things you're supposed to do? We should have found his expectation by our study in the Bible. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about there are times of our ignorance at which those times God winks at our ignorance. It's kind of like we're ignorant and God says, yeah, okay. Well, you know, there comes a point when you're not ignorant anymore. God doesn't wink at your disobedience. He winks at your ignorance. And you're going to have to understand something. If you know, there are people that will not come to a church like this because they want to stay ignorant. Now you're in trouble. Because a pastor that will tell you the truth and doesn't get sucked up on the, you know, some pastors, all they ever do is pat people on the head and rub their belly. Well, the pastor is supposed to warn you, tell you the truth, help you to live your life right. That's what he's supposed to do. And so if you're taking anything I'm saying personally, you got the wrong guy. I don't even know you. How in the world could this be personal between you and I? How could that be? You don't know me. I don't even know you. How would I know what's in or not in your life? You say, I'm feeling a little rub raw here. Maybe I'll take that up with the God that's rubbing you raw right now. I mean, it's God that works on the inside out. I'm just a man up here telling you what the Bible teaches. You know that even our consciences, the Bible says, trains us. In the conscience of man, there is a propriety that is expected of him. So, folks, the whole lesson is this. Sin is not just the doing of bad. Sin can also be the absence of the doing of good. The absence of the doing of good. Think about yourself now, not somebody else. And I wouldn't spend my time saying, well, I'm not so bad. No, the question is, you might not be doing bad, but how much good are you doing? There are people in this room, we could fix a lot of your life if you were not so lopsided. You say, lopsided how? You think you're a finished product because you've taken so many bad things out of your life. God intended to take the bad out and put the good in. The bad was taken out to make the good more productive. The bad was taken out to make the good catapult in your life. It wasn't just take the bad out for the sake of having the bad out. It was take the bad out to put the good in. And if God's purpose was for us to do good works and we took the bad out but never did the good works, then I guess we haven't fulfilled the plan. Don't forget the verse and we're done. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And you all know that if I really wanted a bite of that Tim Tam cookie, I can outrun her. and I could have had that cookie. And if had she and I not been goofing off with it, she would have given me the cookie. Now, I might have got it right upside the head, but she would have given me a bite of that cookie. But I'm going to tell you all something. In life, you and I, we think because we didn't do something destructive that we're still doing everything we're supposed to do, and I'm sorry. There's more to it than that. It's not just the absence of bad in our life. It is the presence of good that is what real Christianity's purpose is. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I've spoken primarily to those that are saved, the Christians, but I would be amiss if I did not remind you there's a place called heaven and a place called hell. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you need to get saved so He can take you to heaven when you die. Is there anybody here that would say, Pastor, if I died today, I don't know that I'd go to heaven. I don't know if I died today, I'm saved. I don't know that. You're right. I need to be born again so I can go to heaven. Please pray for me, Pastor. I'm concerned about this thing of heaven and hell. If you'd raise your hand and say, I'm not saved, pray for me. Don't know that I'm going to heaven, pray for me about it. All right. Then let me ask this. How many of you would say, I am saved. If I died today, I know for a fact I'd go to heaven. I have trusted Jesus as my Savior. I'm pleased to testify that fact. Would you raise your hand and say, I'm saved? I'm a Christian. I know I'm saved. Then you may put your hand down. One other question, and that's this. I think you recognize the doing of bad is sin. But I hope somebody today has recognized that the absence of the good, according to the Bible, is sin as well. Who here would say, Preacher, I've been working on getting the bad out, but I think I recognize there's another level I need to be working on. Not only getting the bad out, there's all sorts of good service to God that needs to be put in. Pray for me as I work on getting the good in, not just the bad out. Would you raise your hand? Lots of hands. Sure. Sure. We're all convicted over it. You may put those hands down. We're going to have a time of altar call. In a moment, I'll turn to the pianist. She'll begin to play. We'll stand. And as we do, if you need to be saved, you come. If you need a moment at this altar, if you need to come down here and get on your knees for a second, say, Lord, you know what? Some of you need to get some bad out, but there's some others you need to get some good in. Maybe you need a moment at the altar. If you've been saved, you need to make a public, you come. You need to join the church. If you've been saved and baptized after your salvation, you come. The pianist will begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need to pray, you come and pray. Do you need the altar? If so, why don't you come? Don't let the truth be too startling to you. And I realize there's some people you say, I'm still fighting this thing of just trying to keep away from the bad and keep fighting it. May I compliment you if you're overcoming some of it. Thank God. Praise God for that. But let's add to it not only the absence of the bad, but the presence of the good. Sarah, hang on. Everybody look at me for just a second. When you,